Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Midnight Meditation. This is my way of giving back to the community. We are in such great need of connecting with each other, with self, and with Creator on a spiritual level. This is just the second informal program to get us through the night, or if you are on the other side of the world, to feel rejuvenated and ready to begin your day. Right now, there's no music for the show, since it is so new, but I do want to thank you for joining me for this short meditation session. We'll just begin with some information so that our intellectual mind understands what is going to happen. Clinical evidence suggests that imagery activates brain function in the same way as actual experience. Researchers have monitored brain activity during imagery exercises. They found that the same parts of the brain activated whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem-solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, blood pressure, and much, much more. Medical experts guess that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all diseases. So you see, whether you're actually drinking lemonade and feeling that tartness, your mind can go back to that memory and feel the brain will light up with that same experience just on bringing that thought, the power that the human mind has to visualize, to create that imagery in your mind. Now just take a moment to adjust yourself so that you're feeling comfortable. Take a cleansing breath. Breathe in through your nose and let it out through your mouth, releasing carbon dioxide and epinephrine wastes. Then just breathe normally. Using your powers of visualization, begin by watching your breath. Think about where the oxygen is coming into the body. Is it coming in through all the pores of your skin, through your nostrils, through your mouth? And where does it travel in the body as it comes in with each inhale? Into the lungs, down into the belly, reaching the heart, circulating through all your veins and arteries, into the small capillaries, nourishing all the cells. Continue with this visualization. Allow that energizing oxygen to reach any part of the body that is in need of healing. Continue to breathe gently, evenly, slowly, rhythmically. And notice the body rising and falling with each breath. There is really nothing that you need to be doing right now. Just be here now in the quiet. Whether you had an eventful or uneventful weekend, let us pause together. Our lives are precious, and no one can replace each and every one of us as we continue to breathe in unison, in and out. Research has shown that meditation for 30 minutes a day for 8 weeks has a measurable change in the gray matter density in your brain associated with memory, your sense of self, the empathy that you have for others, and the amount of stress that you have. Just remember the sensations that you have as you continue to breathe evenly and gently, rhythmically and slowly. On each inhale, you're rejuvenating your entire self. As you exhale, you expel waste, unnecessary matter and energy excess that you don't need to carry this extra baggage. Give yourself permission to let go. And notice the changes that occur in your body without having to do anything at all. It's effortless. Today we are going to do some affirmations. These are very, very powerful as you say them with me. I'll say it once and you can repeat in your mind's eye. God is with me and before me at all times. Nothing else exists besides the Almighty. I love God, my Father, my King, Creator, and Sustainer of the universe. God loves each person more than each person loves him or herself. And just notice your body, how it's gentle and calm, relaxed and heavy. I am constantly grateful for all the good in my life. Gratitude is extremely healing to the soul, to the physical self. I will constantly communicate with myself in positive ways. Continue to sense your body. I am grateful for each moment of life. I am grateful for each and every breath. Inhaling and exhaling, gently and rhythmically, reducing stress in the body. I am grateful for being able to see. I am grateful for being able to hear. I am grateful for being able to talk. I am grateful for being able to walk. I will grow and upgrade myself with every occurrence and situation. Continue to breathe. Inhale and exhale. With each exhale, you are becoming more and more relaxed. I will consistently find positive reframes, taking whatever is negative or appears negative and turning it into a positive in my life. Every human being is created in the image of the Creator, and I have deep respect for each and every person. And we'll repeat that. Every human being is created in the image of the Creator, and I have deep respect for each and every person. I have unconditional love for people. I love to do as much kindness as I can. I will see the good in each person I meet. And we'll repeat that. I will see the good in each person I meet. I will say and do what I can to bring out the best in each person I meet. As you focus on the words, continue to go deeper into your body and notice how relaxed and calm and peaceful it is. I will say words of encouragement to everyone I can. I will experience a strong sense of courage and empowerment. I will imagine the most courageous and empowered people who ever lived. And just bring that imagery into your mind. Whoever comes to mind, whether a relative who is alive or not living anymore, a historic figure, or even someone in your future. I will learn from their thoughts and actions to be more and more courageous and empowered. I will be able to go beyond the limitations that I have set for myself. Feeling heavier and heavier with each breath, I will learn from each person I meet. Every experience gives me greater self-knowledge. I will remember my strengths. And I will apply them in more and more situations. I will visualize myself being the way I wish to be. I will greet people cheerfully. I will consistently see myself being joyful, kind, courageous, patient, serene, and enthusiastic. Every time I am this way, these qualities become stronger and stronger, now and always. These lines were written by Zelig Plissken. He says this particular meditation can have a profound impact upon your life because we create our world by our thoughts that we choose to focus upon. When we focus on thoughts of gratitude, we become more grateful. Our consistent gratitude will create a joyful life. Focusing on the kindness of our Creator, who has given us life, and realizing that the Creator is constantly before us, elevates and enhances our spirituality and the entire quality of our life. You may download this meditation of these affirmations and listen to them daily. Each time you do, something new will come into your life. There there will be some sort of connection between the words and your thoughts, bringing greater gratitude into your life. And as I said, this is going to be a very short meditation, something that you can handle, something that you could do every day. Continue breathing naturally and easily without any effort. Some of you who are ready to go to sleep will go into a deep dreamlike state and become completely rejuvenated, refreshed, renewed as the healing takes place over the nighttime hours. And when you awake, you'll be full of energy, joyous, and ready for the day. For those who have already started their work day, their work week, these affirmations and quiet breathing exercises bring you calm, help you to cope through stress for whatever happens. You go back into your breath and remember the sensations of peace and calm that you have with you at all times. I want to thank you for joining me. And is there someone calling? Is there someone on the line? Okay, we're going to end today's program and see you again for the meditation next Sunday.